Hi, VI Talk. It's Denny Newman here. I have noticed a few people have put up a few features over the past month, which I think is a good idea. I thought I would start one myself, to be honest, and start talking about music a little bit. Because obviously I have an interest in music. I thought I will start off the first part in my music series with talking about singing and karaoke and my views on it. Now, obviously, you don't have to be a professional singer to sing on karaoke. Because karaoke is for anyone who, karaoke is for anyone who wants to sing, to make their voice heard and have a bit of a laugh. Really, it's only a bit of fun, really. So, there are no prizes for karaoke, and I find karaoke a lot better than some of the music shows you see on television, because there are no judging involved. And, you know, you don't get the opportunity to, you know, you don't get the prizes at the end and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't get a contract or anything for karaoke. You just sing, and then that's it. Then you get praised and applauded, and that's it. Excuse me. So yeah, because I find, like I say, karaoke. No one's a very good singer, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mainly like people who are good singers, but, to be honest with you, I'm not going to judge anyone on their, you know, their voice quality and stuff like that. Because that would be a bit mean. So, you know, no one's perfect after all. So, I mainly like people who are good singers, really. But even some of the bad ones, they sing songs that I like, which is good. But like I say, no one's perfect. You know, you just have fun and that's it. To be honest with you, I didn't know that I can sing so well until someone said to me, excuse me, when I was little. That's how I started karaoke, when I was little, on a New Brighton trip. Well, we went on a New Brighton trip every year. We had karaoke on the ferry, for those of you who remember New Brighton trips and stuff, and I had a gong microphone, and the people loved it, you know. You know, you never know your true singing talent until someone says that you got talent, you know. So, yeah. You know. Pause recording. So, I think 2011, when Fuzz Club Karaoke first started in 2011, that kind of hit me a lot more, because Take That Rule the World. Now, everyone says, you know, oh, that's a hard tune, oh, this, oh, that, oh, the other. But, you know, some of the hard tunes, I seem to pick up quite quick. And 29th of March, 2011, I went on karaoke, If I Please, and sang Take That Rule the World, and yeah, had a standing ovation, basically. People were cheering, whistling, you know, you name it, they did it. And had a lot of people saying well done and congratulating me on my singing. So I thought March 2011 kind of hit me a bit there. So that was good. Ever since then, I never stopped thinking about karaoke, to be honest, since I liked it so much. And yeah, because we had the karaoke last night as well, so that's why I thought I'd talk to you about that today. What else was I going to say? So yeah, I would definitely choose karaoke above mainstream singing competitions, because karaoke is just a bit of fun, and you're only gonna get praise and stuff. You don't get prizes for it unless you're in a competition. So yeah. Sorry about that. That was just banging drawers then. Sorry about that. Anyway. Because in shows like The X Factor, you know, you always find that there's a lot of judging going on. Sometimes people say a bit snide comments. Unfair comments. So make me a bit uncomfortable. So I prefer karaoke programs, if it had any. Okay, so yeah, that's part one sorted. So I'll be back later, or maybe soon, for part two. Thank you very much. Pause recording. Button. Pause recording.